Okay, so if you remember, the Gemara has this very interesting claim on the last Amud of Menachot, that Michael brings Karbanot. It was one of the Gemara's interpretations. If remember, the Pasuk says, "Olam zod al Yisrael," forever this will be on the Jewish people, which Chazal say, how could it be that these will be forever? The Beit HaMikdash is destroyed. So the Gemara had different interpretations. We focused a few weeks ago on, if you learned Torah, as if you brought Karbanot. But that was the normal one compared to this one, which is, no. Amar of Gidol Marav, Zeh Mizbeach Banui U'Michael Sar HaGadol Omeid U'Makriv Alav Karban. No, it is Michael, the archangel, who is bringing the Karbanot on his Mizbeach. Thank you. So, what, pray tell, is the Mizbeach of Michael, and what are these Karbanot? So here, Tosfot jumps in. We don't have to go farther than Tosfot to get utter weirdness. What?
It's like a really tiny one.
Tiny, but watch this. Midrashot Chalukin. The Midrashim divide on what exactly is going on. Yesh Misha Omer Nishmotehen Shel Tzadikim. Possibility ones, it is the souls of the Tzadikim that are being sacrificed. Yesh Misha Omer. Possibility one. Yeah. Yesh Misha Omer Kvasim Shel Eish. The other set. Possibly two. Sheep of fire. Vahainu darmin b'shmonasre ba'avoda v'ishe Yisrael utvilatam me'irab ava tikabel v'ratzon. And that's what we say in Ritzei. Yes, the carbonate of fire. Ishe Yisrael. The yeshom rim dekaya dila'el v'ashevet avodah l'dvir beitecha v'ishe Yisrael v'lomatzati yoter. And some say that in davening, that phrase is going back on the earlier one, which is the carbonate. We'll come back to how it fits in to Ritzei. But let's focus first on the weirdest of the weird here. What does it mean, Nishmotehen Shel Tzadikim are being sacrificed? So, as I once talked to Professor Jeffrey Wolf about it, he says, well, this is probably part of a very disturbing trend that one finds in Ashkenaz. Very, very disturbing trend. So first note that this happened, that this pshat appears many places in Ashkenaz. So, for example, in number 3, in the Siddur, the parish of Siddur of the Rokeach, Relazer of Worms, I am out. Oh, there's one more over here. Relazer of Worms says, "V'im tomar ramin v'ishe Yisrael tfilatan yishlomar ishe elo nishamot shemichael maleim tfilal mal lifnei Hashem." Similarly, in the Sefer Manig, in Dorshin, Shemichael Makriv Karbanot B'chol Yom, Bavur Yisrael, Vezev Sha'anu Omrim, Ishe Yisrael Utvi Latam. Now, the simple pshat of this is, literally, the souls of the Jews are being sacrificed. This disturbed certain people. So if you look, for example, in the Daf HaLadaf, what? If you look at number 5, in the Ateret Yoshua, he quotes the Maggid of Koshnitz, who says, Shebe'ekore betor vashimotin mikdashichem kra, they're both mundos. I don't know what that means. In Yiddish, I don't know what that means. But Matai Kvar Nagil is it. When are we going to get to this? He says, what does this mean? Why would we daven v'hashom motin mikdashichem, that I will destroy and make your mikdash barren? Why would that be a tefillah of ours? And why would I daven? And he says, because of this pasuk. This Tosfot, understanding this pasuk, Shemichael makriv nishamot tzadikim b'shamayim imal reach l'nichoach. Michael is sacrificing the souls of the Jews. V'inei gam ela negadim al kiddush shmo b'chal zeh. And here's where you start to get, what does that mean? What did the Balei Tosfot, what might they have meant?
The martyrs,
and therefore this Chassidus Rebbe, the Maggid of Koshnitz, says, this brings joy to God in heaven. And the Maggid said, what? If that's what's going on in the Mikdash in heaven, please destroy that Mikdash. That's what the Pasuk means. Please end this. Meaning, it's very nice that God is, it brings joy to God, but we're done. We don't need more martyrs. Please stop. We can leave the tzaddikim in this world. Please don't bring
Does like destroying the Beis Hamikdash up there create the Beis Hamikdash?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, I only brought this Hasidish for it to show you that the simple shot of the what?
Wasn't Mimela
mean? Mimela is sort of by itself, implicitly, it'll happen. Right? Is to highlight the fact that the simple shot here is that the Balei HaTosfot saw this as a claim that the souls of the martyrs are being brought in heaven. And the reason that they didn't shy away from this shot is because, as Zev knows, the Balei HaTosfot lived in a period that was often obsessed with martyrdom. And I could give you many, many sources. I gave you one. This is a well-known Shuvah of the Marami Rutenberg. I couldn't find the original. It's hard to find if it's not in the volume that's on Bar Ilan. But I found the English translation online, so it'll make your life easier. Okay, here is a tshuva to the Maram Mirotenberg, who, as you know, is the namesake of my son, right? Of Meir, right? Meir of Rutenberg. Here's the shaila, and this is amongst the most tame tshuva one can get in this period.
Why'd you choose?
Or his favorite Rishon. A Jew asked Rabbi Meir, may he live long, is penance required of someone who slaughtered his wife and four children during the great massacre at Koblenz, the blood-soaked city, because they asked him to kill them for the saw that God's wrath had been kindled and the enemies, i.e. the Christians, began slaughtering the children of the living God, i.e. the Jews. Meaning, does he need tshuva for murdering his wife and children? Yes or no?
Well, isn't...
He too wished to kill himself and die with them.
He
tried to kill himself, but God wished otherwise and saved him by the Gentiles. I.e., they stopped him from killing himself. And he, Rabbi Meir, wrote to him, I am at a loss as to how to rule. Certainly one who kills himself for the unity of God is permitted to do so. This is a standard psak in many of the Balei HaTosfot. You are allowed to do this, for it is written. I might have thought that even suicide in case similar to Shaul's is forbidden. The word but, comes to teach otherwise, that it is not forbidden. Now you know some of the more extreme ones that I've showed you at other times, that there is, in one of the Crusader Chronicles, there's a story of a parent who murders his child, who slaughters his children on the bima, in the shul, sprinkles their blood on the aron, and says a bracha on it. It says a bracha on it. But this is routine. This is something that it appears in tremendous number. And Chaim Soloveitchik, professor, rabbi, doctor, Chaim Soloveitchik, has written several articles on this called Halacha, Hermeneutics, and Martyrdom Part 1 and Halacha, Hermeneutics, and Martyrdom Part 2. Shocking. Right? That was predictable at that point. Right? Which itself was a response to an article on the topic by Avram Grossman and Yisrael Tashma. Right? This is something that has been written about extensively. Jeffrey Wolf has written about it extensively. But there was this tradition in the Balei HaTosfot that was totally on board with martyrdom. And not just martyrdom, but actively killing yourself. Not just letting yourself be killed, but killing yourself. Obviously, there was a pushback. Many of the Balei HaTosfot eventually pushed back and said, no, 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 you're not allowed to do that. You can't kill your children. That's not okay. But there was a tradition like this. During the Crusades especially.
Is there like even a Hominid spine?
Yeah.
These are the Maram Mirotenberg we're talking about. These are the Balei HaTosfot.
Are there Gemaras that would...
So that they find sources in the Gemara, in Midrashim, and the Gemaras. But this is one of those types of Midrashim, where they say, you see, Michael is celebrating the souls of the martyrs. Yeah, that happens on
Mayim.
Good, this is... And this is the Machloket. This is why so many articles have been written about this. I just gave you one source. But, and this is why I said I was scared of it. But clearly, as I said, Professor Wolf just said, remember, did you notice something in the Balei HaTosfot? It's not just that they thought that this was the pshat in some obscure Gemara. That would be fine. But how do I know that this is something that the Balei HaTosfot thought was part and parcel of the way they lived their life? Did you catch it? Besides the fact, what did they...
Oh, Tfilah.
Yes, they said this is pshat in Ritzei. Vishay Yisrael Utvilatam. This is what they thought you were davening for every single day, three times a day.
Wasn't that the second opinion?
Okay, but we'll get to it. But you understand that this is...
Yeah.
Right? And and that's why you'll see the next sources are Ritzei. But I want you to understand sometimes how, right, yes, a single Agadata can be understood in light of an entire worldview, which, yes, admittedly in this case, is extremely disturbing. We talked about it in Daniel, and Zev and Dov said, let's have a shir just on this. So all I'll do is I'll keep throwing sources at you until we eventually have just a shir fully on this topic. But right. Shir, but this is just the beginning of these positions in the Bali Atosvot. And then he says, we further find the story of 400 boys and girls who were captured for immoral purposes, and they threw themselves into the sea. And the subsequent story, and this is a Gemara, by the way, that's a Gemara in Gittin. Continuing in Marienburg. And this is a Gemara in Gittin. And we find the passage from Gittin that the mother of seven children who died for their faith, ever witnessing their death, she threw herself off the roof, and a heavenly voice went forth and said, happy is the mother of children. And many other passages like these. However, to kill other people requires further scrutiny to find allowance. Right? You hear this? It's like killing yourself is a vada fine. Killing other people, yesh ladun. Yesh ladun. One cannot being proved that such killing is forbidden from the story of Shaul's death, i.e. from David's killing the Amaleki convert, who reported I killed the anointed of Hashem. Perhaps the appointed of Hashem is different, right? One cannot kill an anointed king, but others under these circumstances may be killed. However, the allowance in this matter is widespread, and we find that many great people regularly killed their sons and daughters. The Maharam Rutenberg attests to the fact that it is not a shitas yachid. This was the practice of gedolei mibalei atosvot. Okay? Le maisa. And right, Kalonimus celebrated them in his dirge beginning. And it would appear to me that a proof of its permissibility, just as we say in the verse in Breishit, forbidding suicide, authorizes under certain circumstances, the base of the story of Shaul, so we may say that it equally authorizes one to kill another for the sake of Kiddush Hashem, for we derive the injunction against murder from the concluding words of the very same verse, and the exclusionary, i.e. the permissive, but the ach et timchem and asher techem edrosh, refers to both the beginning and concluding clauses of the sentence, meaning that there's exception to the prohibition against suicide, and there's an exception to the prohibition of murder. And whoever imposes upon him the father penance speaks evil of the pious. And anyone who says the father who murdered his child needs tshuva, needs himself tshuva, because he's speaking evil about the previous generation, since his intention was to do good, and he hurt those who were most dear to him only out of abundance of love for our Creator. May he be blessed. And they begged him to do so. And one should not be severe with him, I, the father, at all. May the rock of Israel avenge our plight and the plight of his Torah and the plight of the blood of his servants swiftly in our days. And our eyes see it, God's vengeance, and our hearts rejoice. Meir ben Baruch, etc. So you see that this is not a shitat yachid. Right, this interpretation that you get is one line. You said, "Oh, it's a nice little Tosfos." Yes, but the bizarre theology and halachic tradition that it captures in just a celebration, a certain sense of martyrdom. It's part of it. Now, even those who didn't permit killing your children, you see, there is this celebration of martyrdom. Right, there is, and therefore, it's not surprising that they have this interpretation. That what is it that Michael brings on his Mizbeach, the souls of the martyrs. Now, let's look at how this now gets integrated into Ritzei. So, here's the bracha. You all know it. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Ba'am Chai Yisrael Tzilat Am Hashem Ve'Vada Levi'er Meitecha V'Yishei Yisrael Tzilat Am Avaz Zekabah Baratzon Tziloratzon Tamid Avodat Yisrael Amecha. I hope you all know that text. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. But here's the primary suffix in how to read it. Yes. Do you read it? Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael right? Ba'amcha Yisrael. Right? Uvetvilatam. Sorry. Wrong tvilatam. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael Tzilatam Hashem V'Dalet V'ir Beitecha V'Ishe Yisrael Utvilatam Ba'avati Kabel Beratzon. Meaning, have mercy on Ishe Yisrael, right? Meaning, do you want the Ishe Yisrael, but you don't want to, right? Are you doubting that the Ishe Yisrael are accepted, or the Tfilot are? Where is the comma? Is it have grace, accept gracefully the Ishe Yisrael, right? Or Ishe Yisrael Tfilatam, accept the Ishe Yisrael. And they're being the ones accepted. Are they the ones with grace, which means their tefillot are accepted? Or are the Shei Yisrael accepted. Okay. Right? Now, if you go back to Tosfot, right? That's what Tosfot says. That's his suffix. Right? Is it Ishei Yisrael Tvilatam accept their souls or these fiery korbanot? Or is it the Yish the Kai Adil El Vashevet Avodol if you're Beitacha? Right, Ishei Yisrael.
Like,
the Ishei Yisrael.
Right, that's
right. Spirit. Right, the Karbanot should come back, or the Ishei Yisrael should come back. Not that those are sacrificed,
right?
But those are part of the Ritzei. Right? What are we davening for, and what do they mean? Yes, Asher, what is bothering you?
Okay,
so besides for everything in the Sugya, yes.
So there's two ideas here, and they seem to be complete opposites. Either we don't kill people, or killing people is kind of a subjective thing. I can kill whoever I want if there's like a good reason behind
it. Not subjective, it's positive, absolutely positive. I don't understand.
Like killing a Molly? Positive?
No. Killing.
It says in Kiddush Hashem.
Yeah, in Kiddush Hashem.
It's Kiddush Hashem.
But there's a halacha category of Kiddush Hashem.
Yes. But usually it's being killed, not killing,
yeah.
Right? But what I want to point out, that this notion of the souls being brought, again, it's part of this tradition that valorizes martyrdom.
Yeah.
Right? How much you valorize it, if you go as far as the tradition that Maharam is capturing.
They're killing children? I don't understand.
Yes, they are murdering their children.
For what?
To prevent them from being baptized.
Yeah. Oh, that, okay.
I don't know why that.
I thought that was clear. They're killing their children not because they like killing their children, to prevent them from being baptized, okay? Are we clear?
Yeah.
I hope that's clear now. Okay? What?
That is being baptized of Vodazara.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
No one's bowing down to Jesus.
According to basically all of the different Bali Tosos, yes.
I'm not asking.
The action of baptizing itself.
According to like every one of them.
So if the action of baptizing is of Vodazara,
guys,
can't go swimming?
Guys. 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 Yalla. Okay. But look, so now, right, let's see how, and this, watch how this gets recorded, right, how this tradition gets integrated into the classic halachic sources, right, this is not something that ends up, right, this is something that continues to be debated. So, the tour, Ishei Yisrael.
I was going to say, you did the Neil like half an hour ago, you can't be like annoyed at this.
Guys, afal pi sheina ta'avodah, mitpa'alin ala tefillah, shi b'makom ha'karban shetekapel v'ratzon lefnei Hashem mitbarach. Right, we'd say, we daven that our tefillah, which are in place of karbanot, be accepted. Uvimidrash, yesh Michael sarah gadol makriv nishmatan shal tzadikim ala mizbech shal ma'ala, val zeh tiknu v'Ishei Yisrael. Possibly two, it's the souls of Israel. The Yesh Mevarshim Alto Mashal Mali Menu, Vahachi Berosha Vasheva Odal, Vijaytech, Vijay Israel. And some say no. Vijay Israel means bring back the Karbanot, not some Karbanot that are currently being brought.
Yeah.
Right? That's the suffix in Ritzei. Is it bring back the Karbanot, meaning, you know.
That sounds like a lot.
The Karbanot?
I mean, why don't you say our Tefillot are in place of the Karbanot?
And oh,
like,
sure.
You're
you could.
The Ishei Yisrael are like the metaphorical fires of Israel.
No. So those are the. Right, so.
Tefillot are in place.
So, again. So the tour says, right, the two possibilities are. Again, I just want to show you this how they understand it. The tour says, the suffix is as follows. Is it that you're. Guys, come on. Is it that we're davening for the Karbanot to be brought back?
Right.
Or we're davening for the Karbanot that are currently being brought to be brought? And what is that according to
this
one day in Tosfot and according to one day in the Torah? The souls of Israel.
Right?
Beit Yosef. The Beit Yosef. He quotes, second paragraph, he quotes the Midrash. Quotes Tosfot, he says, "Ulfizeh achi pirishov Ishei Yisrael klomar anshei Yisrael hanikravim al yidei Michael." If you weren't clear what that meant, the people of Israel who were sacrificed by Michael. Oem ilashon Ishei reich nichoach klomar karbono Yisrael lahinu nafshadein sheinatzman nikravot al yidei Michael, or not their bodies, their souls, gam dilatam Yisrael, and their prayers are called to kabal veratzon. Right, and he says what it means is it depends on which part it is. And he says that those who start vi Ishei Yisrael are clearly reading, right, that it's part of the second, because it's vi Ishei Yisrael going on to the next clause. The Bach, though, pushes back And he says, Ulfiza Achi Perusho, V'ishei Yisrael. He says, what Zev says, he says, I'm willing to say V'ishei Yisrael means the carbonate we're bringing now. You know what the carbonate we're bringing now? This is not some weird metaphysical soul thing. You know what that is? Our tfilot, which are keneged the tmidin. Right?
The Gemara says.
What?
That's what the Gemara says.
Correct, and that's what he says. But clearly, the Balei Tosfot are reading this. Radical, sure.
And then there's this crazy stuff.
Right? And then, of course, and then he notes that's almost calmly, and he's like, "Ooh, Beit Yosef lo pirish kein." That's not what the Beit Yosef says, right? Okay. It's Keneged. So he says that's what it is. Well, that's what we're talking about. Okay.
That,
okay.
You could say that. If you don't hold that that's true, you start saying something else.
So the Taz in 11, right? The Taz says, Rishon Kashe Kefel Utfilatam V'ibalafarish Ma'li She Yisrael Ayalomar Utfilatam Belovav. He says the problem is it's hard to say the Bach. Why? Because it says Vishay Yisrael Utzvilatam, which sounds like Yishay Yisrael something different than their prayers. So Vyesh Lomar, so he says, no, I really like prayers. I'm going to defend that pshat at all costs, which is Vyesh Neimine Tfilot. Echad Tfilah Bizmana Hayav Mokom Karmam V'achar Zvana is not. It's just Char Tfilah. He says there's a difference. Tfilah Bizmana is Keneged Karbanot, so that's Keneged Karbanot.
And
parallel to. Right? Yeah. And then there's other prayers that are not Bizman, where what does the Gemara say? You get Schar Tfilah, but not Schar Tfilah Bizmana. So what does he say? You get the Schar of Davening, but it's not the equivalent of the Karban, it's not Bizman. And we say that both of those should be accepted by God. That's what this means. That's all it means. Yishei Yisrael means not the souls of Israel, God forbid. Right? It means the Tfilot that are brought, that are davened Bizman. That's what it is. And then tefillah is just regular ones. Right? Regular ones. And that says his... Right, that's what he wants to suggest. The Elio Rabbah in 12 says, slightly differently, he says, it's Shmoneh Esrei versus not Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei is those are connected carbonate, and whatever other tefillah you have is their tefillah.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's what it is. But then he says, but let me add a point. In our Ritzeh, is there a word Mehera?
No.
In many early Sidurim, there was a word Mehera. And the Mate Moshe, tells you, you know why Mehera fell out of the Ashkenazi tradition, and it's in the Sephardi tradition, because the Ashkenazi tradition understood V'ishei Yisrael to mean martyrs, and therefore they said, we don't want it to happen, so we daven that they should be accepted if it already happened, but we don't add the Mehera, which sounds like we're excited about it. Right? And that's the change of the Girsa. That's what the Mate Moshe claimed. That's how he got here, because of this Ashkenazi tradition. And he quotes it from the Rimi Garmaiza, the Bala Tosvot, who says, Ki Mechael Ma'akrev Nifashot HaTzadikim Ein Lomar Mehera. Because of this, you don't say Mehera. Right? And then he says, because three lines at the bottom, I'm not making this up. Again, this is Eliyahu Rabba on Shulchan Aruch. Tzarech Lomar Dezevadai Ketzev He Shemichael Makriv. There must be a set amount that Michael is bringing. Ve'eno Mitbalin Ela Ala Kabbalah. We just want them to be accepted. Shem Kablu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mehera Ve'lo Havei Klal Kimitpalel Chat V'Shalom Amitada Tzadikim. But we're not encouraging the death of Tzadikim. Right? But what is he pointing out? That this tradition, there was a backlash, right? We dominated them, we accepted, which might be interpreted in like this zeal, and it's like, okay, there's a little... We like martyrdom, but not that much. Not that much.
We don't want more martyrs.
Correct.
Is this also far more accurate to the original one?
Yes.
I don't know. Possibly. Possibly.
No, they just read it differently.
This one's far as a chassid.
So now, the more Tzia, the more the Moruktsia, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in 13 says Vishlomar Bidochak, Levishanish Manem shall give me Kravod El Yede She Avdu Avodar Hashem Dirach with Filatan. Maybe Vishesh Al Filatan means that the souls of the Tzadikim are only sacrificed if they also used to daven. Vigambeid Kabalanish Radenim Sarine Lavid Barach Bir Sonam Vizoya Vodatam. Inami Ishlomar Dikoya Lakto Shimane Ragim Al Kudush Hashem. So he said, possibly one is it means there's maybe it means the souls of tzaddikim, but maybe it doesn't mean martyrdom. It means tzaddikim who have died, if they davened, are accepted before God. That's all it means. That's what it means.
Oh, that's nice.
Possibility two, martyrs. Martyrs. And then he says, you know what? And he's like, and you want to know what the support is that it means martyrs?
Oh, no.
Because they are the likely ones that you should call a karban, because they literally give their fats and bloods to God, and that is avoda, and that's why they preferred this pshat. So first he gives a pshat, maybe it doesn't mean what you think it means, and then he's like, or maybe it really, really, really
it
does.
It doesn't mean what you think it means, but honestly, probably.
And he says, what's the nafkamina? He said, what's the nafkamina between saying it means, what's the nafkamina? Yosef, what's the nafkamina? Yeah. Tell me, what's the nafkamina between saying the two? Meira. Meira. If you think it's about martyrdom, you don't say Meira. And if you think it's about tzaddikim already died, who you're just saying they should be accepted into Shamayim, Meira! Meira! Good! The Prima Gadim says, I have a better shot for you. I know what Vishay Yisrael is. It means that when Jews fast and they lose some fat for the day, because you fast, have you fasted?
Metaphor.
You learn some. That's what we mean. That's Yishei Yisrael. Right? Right? He says, and the dam is because the Chom HaTV, right? You know, it's the natural sweat and fat loss you get from a fast day. That's the pshat. That's Yishei Yisrael.
I don't like it, but I'm okay.
It's Kain Karban and not, right? But I want you to understand that all these pshatim, which started as, you're like, oh, this is a short little one line Tosfos. You're right. Boom. Every major posek on Shulchan Aruch Tor Beis Yosef is like, oh yeah, this is important because this might be what you daven for three times a day. And suddenly you're like, ah, this had better be normal.
The small Tosfos are always the harder ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this wasn't hard. This is just bizarre.
Well, hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah, because the big ones explain themselves.
Now, the...
Yeah, at least we like
the giant
giveaway ones. That one wasn't too bad, though. Once
I didn't
you,
do
like,
it.
Really read
through,
oh, why not?
Now, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, "Vizuhi atfilah nikravo doshaleva karbanot elu shehein be'ish ha'hitlahavut nikraudi she'yisrael tfilotami gufa tfilah shehein tovotah." He has another shot, which maybe you'll like. It's Hasidish shot, but maybe you'll like it more. He says, "Tfilah means tfilah. What is ishe Yisrael? It's the excitement. It's the fire." Right? You ever heard Chassidim talk about this? Do mitzvah with fire? This is where it comes from. The Shulchan Aruch says, the fire, the passion, right? That's the fire, not the martyrs.
So normal.
Right?
I'm so yeah. happy.
Now you're like, I'm Chassidish. I am Chassidish. I am so, so good. Aruch HaShulchan. Again, you thought that this is like all post-game, right? Aruch HaShulchan says, quotes this Michael thing, and he has this shot, and he says 16. He says, "You know what it means? It means as follows." 16. He says, "The Michael Kohen Gadol Lamala." He says, "I have a shot for you. Michael is the Kohen Gadol in heaven."
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Umirumas Zebishmini Lemiluim Shaz Nidmane Aaron the Kohen Gadol Vazmenegam Michael Lemala Kohen Gadol the Chtiv Sham Kiyom Hashem Nirah Lechem Vineirita Shaot Yod Aaron Valechem Him Ot Yod Michael. He has a remez in the Psukim that Vaalechem in the pasuk of the appointment of Aaron is the Russia is the same words as Michael. V'inyan akro Hagravat Nishamot. What does this mean? Shnishamot masigim kol kach ta'anug bihidabkutam l'or shel mala mamash. The souls get so much pleasure when they cling to God, who ta'anuk she'en lo shi'ur umida, v'zeh lashon karban. He says, what is a karban? This is a very nice shot. This is very midrashic. He says, what is karban? It doesn't mean literally sacrifice. What is the purpose of karban?
Yourself.
Kirvan. And what does it mean? V'shei Yisrael, when we act in such a way that we become close to God, Michael brings our closeness, our karbanot, our kirva, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'advarim atikim, v'zehu shesamchu, birchat ritzei, v'shomei tefillah. And that's why ritzei comes after shomei tefillah. Shekevan shebat tefillah bar avodah, because once you have prayer, you have avodah, v'chdev v'simachtim v'vei tefillati, l'dem v'zichem l'ratzon v'mizbechi, ki v'eti v'eti tefillah yikarei, v'chena omrim achargach modim, shekevan shebat avodah bat todah, etc. And therefore he says, I got it. Here, how are you going to get out of the midrash? With a midrashic interpretation. Yes, we bring karbanot, but we don't mean karbanot, we don't bring sacrifice, we bring kirva, we bring closeness. The purpose of karbanot is kirva. It is a nice shot. Okay. If this was confusing to you, guys, if this is confusing to you, turn to the last page. I gave you from the daf ala daf, I gave you a summary. A summary if you lost track here. So he says, the Aruch HaShulchan explains the significance of the carbon offered by Michael. Michael was appointed the Kohen Gadol Lamala when Aaron was appointed the Kohen Gadol Lamala. The verse which describes the inaugural carbonos, the Mishkan alludes to this when it says, etc. The next paragraph, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that according to this explanation, when the Mishnah says that the Neshamos and Tzadikim are offered for Hashem, it does not mean that they are sacrificed in the same way that one would sacrifice a carbon. Rather, it means that they are brought close to Hashem.
Wait, Josh does not say that. That's so
sad. No, he said the
Arush. Now, this is how he understands that midrash. When it says they're offered, it doesn't mean they're offered. It means they're brought close.
The Nishamos are offered.
It says, yeah, that's what Michael did. He brought Nishma to him, so to Dikim.
Oh. Okay.
He says that's what it means. Yeah, they're brought close. Now they're brought as sacrifices. Tosus quotes the second pin in the midrash. Says Michael to offer sheeps of fire, the Mizbeach. Right, and the Torah quotes the midrash further as saying that because of these karbanot offered in Shamayim, the Aching Esdolat instituted in the Bracha Ritzei the phrase V'Yishei Yisrael, and there are different interpretations for these words in Shmona Asrei. The Beis Yosef says you should have in mind the great people whose souls are offered as karbanot. There you go. Number two, the Beis Yosef says you have in mind that Yishei means offerings, meaning, right, and remember this is the Machlokes, this is going back. What we want to bring back or what we're offering. According to the second bin of Midrash, when Ritzai to Yishei Yisrael, should have in mind that Hashem should accept the Sheba fire brought Michael on behalf of the Jewish people. Tosafot quotes another opinion, which says that Yishei Yisrael refers to the carbonate we no longer bring, but we want to build, right? That's, again, where's the comma go? The Taz doesn't like it, because then, right, as we already saw, because then you should say, return the Avodah and the Karbanot to the Beit HaMikdash, and not, may you return the Avodah, the Beit HaMikdash, and the Karbanot of Yisrael. Again, it's a little bit hard, but okay. The Torah records another explanation of the words of Yishei Yisrael. When there's no Beit HaMikdash, our Tfilot take the place of Karbanot. We therefore pray that our Tfilot, which are now Yishei Yisrael, fire offerings of Yisrael, should be accepted. The Taz asks that that seems to be redundant, so what does he say? Tfilah Bizmana, Tfilah Shalom Zmana, and the Torah records all these explanations except for the second one. The Taz, who is difficulty with the last two explanations, the explanation the Torah quotes Yishei Yisrael means the soul tzadikim is the proper intention, right? But after all of this, the Taz says the best one grammatically is the soul one.
No.
The Taz likes it, and the Mishnah Brura quotes the Taz.
Taz is...
So just, again, that doesn't mean you have to accept it. I just want to point out, right, that if you think this is crazy, just realize that from one little line of Michael, what is he bringing, you get like six different traditions, and most of them believe that however you understand this one line in the Gemara is how you have to understand our tefillah every day. And either it's part of a radical tradition of celebrating martyrdom, but at least not Mehira, right? Or it's some metaphysical karbanot that Michael brings, sheep of fire, whatever that means, right?
Or it means
our fast days, or it means our tefillah, which are like karbanot, right? But everything here is trying to figure out, well, what is Michael bringing, and therefore what are we davening for in Ritzei, unless Ritzei has nothing to do with this at all, and Ritzei is just asking for the karbanot to be brought back, and has nothing to do with this midrash. But the accepted view amongst the poskim is that whatever Michael is bringing is what we're davening for, and then they divide whether it's the souls of the Jewish people, their tefillot, their flesh on fast days, v'chule.
Right. Well, the midrash.
I like the fire sheep. What?
The Midrash. I'm gonna say the fact that the fire
is so famous. Great. List of like all the cool.
And I gave you a summary again in 18. I don't know why I gave you two summaries, one in Hebrew, one in English. I'm not really sure. Okay.
Gemara, yeah, you're lying.
The Gemara doesn't say anything about Nishama, right? I'm not wrong.
That's blind camels.
No.
Tosa
is quoted in Midrash.
The Gemara doesn't say they don't literally fly. They just basically.
I don't know where this Midrash is, but Tosa is quoted in Midrash. Yes. Okay. Now, if you look in 19, if you look in 19 in the Mishnah Halachot, he comments on this and he says, "Listen, you know where you would get a pshat like this from the following. The Ramban says, you know what the theology of Karban is? I'm surprised no one jumped out at this, but this is obviously correct." What's the theology of Karban according to the Ramban of Achatas? Because I did something wrong, it should be me on that altar, and God in His mercy made me not go up. Right? And let me replace it with a...
So we're basically just saying God took away that mercy part.
Right.
So he says... No, but he says that this is shot in... the Kvasim Shel Eish. He said, you want to know what it means, Kvasim Shel Eish? Right? What does it mean? What does it mean, God? Michal is bringing...
He still has mercy on us, even though...
Correct. Is that even though we don't have Karbanot, it's saying, and we should be there, because if the Ramban is right, which is that if we don't... that the Karbanot are taking our place. If we don't have Karbanot, we should be dying. So that's the Machlokes, right? Nishmoten Shel Tzadikim... means, yeah, so we are taking their place,
right.
Essentially, right? He doesn't really make that point, but I think that's obviously what's going on. But he says, if it's Kvazim Shel Eish, said that's what it means, that it's, right, that we're davening, essentially, that our, right now he combines several, that the Tfilot Keneged Karbanot, that's what it means. That the Tfilot Keneged Karbanot mean that Michal is Ke'ilu bringing Yishei Yisrael, which is our souls, right? You sort of mix it all together, that's what it is that really it should be our souls, and that is the Kvasim Shel Eish, and it's based on this theology of the Ramban, that in general, Karbanot are supposed to be us up there. If you look in the Torah Lishma, which is Berish Chai, he also takes the position that what you should have in mind is the fast days. Right, that what you should have in mind is the fast days, and that's why some people make this tefillah on fast days that you say, right? Where we say that Me'er Chelbi, right? We say on the Tanisa what Rabbi Lazar said in the Gemara, which is Galui v'adul lefanecha sheikrav lefanecha Chelbi v'dami. There's a tefillah in the Gemara that on fast days we say to God, "Let my fat and my blood be my carbon to you." And he says, and that's what you should have in mind, and that's why the Gemara records this tradition, and that's the kavana that you should have. Alternatively, right, he brings up the Shalma Parim Svatenu. And I will just point out, I gave you at the end that this the medieval tradition, the Baal Yatosvot, is part of one of the midrashim that gets quoted often in sort of these types of texts. Is these midrash he gave in the Shevel Aleket? It appears elsewhere that Yitzchak Avinu was actually sacrificed and burnt to Afer, and then he was brought back to life. Again, this is the type of midrash that, it, and then when he brought him back to life, the Malach Hashar said, "Baruch Hashem Mechayem Eitim." That's part of a tradition that really celebrates this notion of sacrifice. Okay, so just to summarize, what you have is one weird line in the Gemara. Right? With three weird lines in Tosfot, which you could just ignore until you realize that this becomes the parish in our tefillah that almost everybody thinks. Not everybody. Some people think that Vishay Yisrael in Ritzei is just a tefillah, the Karbanot come back. But everyone else who says Vishay Yisrael now should be accepted have to say, well, what's still being brought now? So you have one tradition, which is the souls of Tzadikim, which within that tradition, it means either the martyrs, and therefore we appreciate it, but we don't want to be Mehera. Or you can take a midrashic interpretation on the midrash, right? Which is the Aruch HaShulchan, which is no, we are being brought close. Or it's tefillot. So then, how is it different from tefillot? Tefila bismana, tefila shalom bismana, shmona esrei versus not shmona esrei. Or you say no, it literally means the bodies of the tzaddikim, but you don't have to go in the martyrdom direction. Either it means fast days, tar lishma, others, or you say that The Ishei Yisrael is something like a kevet shel eish, some fiery carbon. What does that mean? So either that's also related to carbonot, or that's related to some theology of really we should be on the being killed on the Mizbeach. God had mercy on us, but even without carbonot, there needs to be some equivalent. So whatever it means, Michael is accomplishing that in Shamayim. But again, this is just one of those examples where what, you know, it's one line. Right in the Gemara, but it turns into not just a huge sugya, but a sugya that the Rishon and the Achronim all believe is central to what exactly are we davening for every single day, right? Three times a day, and as you can see, they really took this seriously and changed words based on which of these requests they thought we were making and how much these were things that they wanted us to celebrate or things that they wanted us to live with. Anyways, Chomer L'machshava. Like I said, I wanted to avoid it, but there's your weirdness for the night. Okay?